to all of you who braved the snow to be here.
Each December since he took office, Governor Cuomo has presided over what amounts to an award ceremony to hand out what's now a total of $3 billion for economic development projects. In December 2014, MC and Fox TV anchor Teresa Priolo helped the governor give out over $700 million.
And Western New York will receive $58.6 million to continue their strategic plan.
Some of the items expand manufacturing space or set up job training programs. Others resemble the old-fashioned legislative member items, which were special allocations to individual lawmakers, going to things like expanding recreational facilities at parks or sprucing up a local theater. In this case, though, they are generated by the councils and awarded by the governor, not lawmakers. This year, the stakes are even higher because Cuomo will be giving out an additional $1.5 billion. It's generated from a budget surplus to three of seven competing regions. It's known as the Upstate Revitalization Initiative, but some have dubbed the contest the Hunger Games. A longtime budget watchdog group has found, though, that it's difficult to measure whether the money has actually been used to create and retain all of those jobs that the regional councils have claimed over the past 4 years. Rahul Jain is with the Citizens Budget Commission. He says for that reason, the public should be skeptical.
We should keep a wary eye on what the funds are going for. And that goes for any, you know, spending across the state. But in particular for this.
Citizens Budget Commission started looking at the performance metrics used by the individual regions and found that each set their own rules. For instance, the Capital Region Economic Development Council said it would measure its success in part on how many Associated Press stories mentioned the area under its business tagline. The Long Island Council said it would count the number of workers trained in the so-called green technologies. Many regions did include common benchmarks like wages, creation of new businesses, and employment numbers, but Jane says there was no basic standardized system across all of the regions.
Some regions reported it well, some regions didn't report it at all.
Jane says the commission thinks that perhaps the awards, which after this year will approach a total of nearly $5 billion, could be better spent on much-needed infrastructure repairs with more tangible results.
Let's try to keep them targeted. Let's try to make sure that they're actually performing, because I know if I fix a water main, it'll be there to serve residents for maybe 30 years. In this case, we don't know whether or not it's creating the jobs they say they will.
Cuomo's Empire State Development Corporation manages the distribution of money to the regional councils and evaluates their proposals. The watchdog group gives Empire State Development credit for recently trying to improve its reporting requirements for the regional councils beginning this year. In response to the report, a spokesman for Empire Development defends the Regional Economic Development Council process, saying it's brought unprecedented transparency and accountability to a system that previously lacked both of those things. And in a statement, spokesman Jason Conwell says the councils have been undeniably successful and have created or retained over 150,000 jobs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.